In the heart of a wood, which lost its name long ago, is a place where a seeker of stories may go. If you've arrived and a story's your desire, come, take a seat, for what you require is a tale from the second storyteller.
There you are. I was anticipating you this time. I am, of course, the first storyteller, and today we're in one of the many incredible libraries that this tower holds. Magnificent, isn't it? Shelf after shelf just piled with every type of story and tome you could think of. And above and below this room are so many rooms, just like this one, that I stopped counting them long ago. And the great wealth of stories protected in these walls are accessible to me with merely a thought. For example, if I wanted to find, say, Volume 3 of the Platinum Clover Chronicles, I would simply reach for a shelf and there it is, just like that. And, of course, it's my great honor to share this wealth with anyone and everyone who visits the tower.
Lies. They're lying. You can't trust them. You seriously cannot trust them. They're trying to...
So, how about today's story? The Platinum Clover Chronicles, Part 3, Rattle Them Bones.
The Platinum Clover Chronicles, Part 3. Rattle Them Bones. Jocelyn the gelatinous cube shivered in the corner of the bony bosom. The skeleton shop owner, Calcia, put their hands on their hips and addressed the blob of goo. Don't feel too responsible. You couldn't help it. Besides, your friends should be able to work off the debt. Jocelyn made no response, because she couldn't speak, but her eyes rolled around in her squadgy self and fixed on Thorn, who was standing near the door, and he looked like he was about to pass out from embarrassment.
Do I really have to be a greeter? Wouldn't it put people off if a guy was the first thing they see when they walk into a shop like... this?
Thorn asked, his spiky blue hair dropping like wilted grass.
Yeah, seriously, what a disgusting pervert, snapped a teenage-sounding voice.
Even though he was standing near the door, Thorn had failed to notice a skeleton enter the shop. She wore a red hoodie and kept her bony hands tucked into a large front pocket.
Greetings! Welcome to the bony bosom.
Thorn did his best not to sound like he wanted to die.
I know where I am, you stupid, gross, dumb boy. I'm Calcia's sister.
Oh, hi, Marrow. I haven't seen you for a while. Calcia waved pleasantly.
Hey, it's not Marrow. It's Princess... I always have to tell you.
Oh, did you change it again? I thought it was dead unicorn wishes.
No! That was ages ago. First it was dead unicorn wishes, then it was orgy death wedding. I was very particular of that one. But now I'm much more mature. It's Princess...
Bone Slaughter!
Now, but Bone Slaughter is fine.
Those names.
Thorn winced before Bone Slaughter whirled around and pointed a bony finger in his face.
And what's the deal? Why'd you hire idiot smelly boy face? Not that I have a problem with boys or anything, she added, for no reason at all.
Well, me and Jocelyn accidentally made a mess, so we're trying to fix that, Thorn explained.
Boneslaughter turned to see the gelatinous cube, who had been sitting silently in the corner. Jocelyn waved her bony skeleton hand in greeting. The skeleton clattered over in amazement.
Wow, you really are gelatinous cube. I can't wait to tell Megan that we're besties. Maybe she'll stop bragging about her stupid ghost boyfriend.
Nobody cares, Megan!
The bony hand drifted up and covered one of Jocelyn's eyes. The other one was in her lower left corner, so she couldn't cover both at once.
Yeah, so as soon as I make $200, we'll be out of your way, said Thorn.
We're gonna be stuck with this horrible
dick brain boy
forever,
Boneslaughter whined.
Can't you just, like, send him back to the dungeon to collect the $200 for you?
That's not a bad idea.
But this is your first time in the Platinum Clover City of Labyrinths, right, Thorn? Calcia asked.
City of Labyrinths? This dungeon is that girthy.
All of the color drained from Thorn's face.
You wandered in here without knowing what dungeon it was? Calcia retorted.
Well, I was pretty excited. This is my first dungeon.
Calcia shook their head. Yeah, even if he found enough to pay me back, he'd never find his way back. That's assuming he'd survive. Unless... Jocelyn, Thorn, and Boneslaughter all stared at Calcia with anticipation.
Marrow, why don't you go with them? You know a few places around here, and once they have enough money, you could just bring them back,
the skirted skeleton suggested smoothly.
Me? Go with him? No way. But Jocelyn will be there too, so... Okay. I'll go,
Boneslaughter objected, then agreed, and forgot to make a name correction.
What do you think, Jocelyn?
Thorn started, but Jocelyn was no longer in the corner. She had snuck up behind Thorn. Her bony skeleton arm grabbed Thorn's shoulder. He turned quickly, breaking her grip, then grabbed the cube's bony hand. On reflex, he suddenly realized he was holding her hand and blushed.
It would be so soft if it wasn't just bones,
he thought to himself. Thank God he only thought that to himself. God. Jocelyn sighed.
Well, not really. She gurgled and... The beach ball that was stuck on top of her flew up for a moment before it landed back down on her with the sound of somebody slapping a wet butt cheek.
Looks like Jocelyn is all in for this plan, too.
Although, I'm gonna need a weapon first, Thorn suggested.
I did hear something about a legendary blood sword recently. It's stupid to waste it on a rectal broccoli like you, but I... Guess I could lead you to it,
Boneslaughter sighed.
Looks like it's all decided. Good luck, everyone.
Calcia waved as the adventuring party left the bony bosom, with Princess Boneslaughter leading the way. The group wandered for a bit. At one point, they walked down a hallway and passed a dark mage who was using a turtle shell as a cauldron and stirring some kind of potion. The mage cackled to himself, as a black vapor trailed out of the turtle shell. Just before they were out of earshot, they heard the mage whisper,
"Don't get too tiptoes down here every day. How fortunate to be evil!
After taking a few sharp turns and heading steadily downward, the group began to approach a large room. Bone Slaughter stopped as they neared it.
Okay, not that I care if you get all your skin ripped off. Because I don't. Because you're a boy. And boys are just flesh buckets filled with stupid. Not that I hate boys. That's just a fact. Anyways, there's a shriek in there, which is why I've never tried to get this sword before. The way to it is through this room.
Thorn wasn't sure what a shriek was, but he got his answer as soon as they entered the room. In the center of the room was a torso, with a bald head on it. Its eyes were closed.
So what?
The moment Thorn spoke, the eyes snapped open, revealing empty sockets with blue flames burning inside. The mouth opened, and the thing began to screech with the kind of sound that makes your bones want to run away and leave your body behind because fuck you, buddy! I'm out! I'm just your bones! I didn't sign up for this bullshit! Fuck! The screaming continued, and the shriek's flesh began to peel away, and its torso revealed a swirling mass of tentacles that boiled and writhed. Thorn was frozen in terror, and thought he heard his own testicles scream when he saw rows of serrated teeth appear from the tentacles. The beach ball had finally floated into a position where Jocelyn was able to fire it at the shriek. The horrible creature crumbled into dust, and a hole opened in the floor, leading down to the room below. Thorn turned to Jocelyn, amazed, his eyes closed. Jocelyn, you saved us. You're incredible, Jocelyn. That was the single bravest thing I've ever seen. I owe you so much, Jocelyn. I had no idea you felt so strongly. Thorn opened his eyes to see that Jocelyn had begun pulling him into her gwarpy body with the skeleton hand. He jumped back, blushing.
Jocelyn, Princess Bone Slaughter's right there.
Okay, stupid. We're going down there.
The skeleton girl in the hoodie pointed. The three adventurers peered down into the darkness, wondering about what lay below, and Jocelyn made a noise that sounded like someone farting into a leather chair. The end.
What an absurd series of tales. Well, of course, we have stories of all kinds here, from the weird to the comforting, to be plucked from the shelf at your every whim. I, as the first storyteller and keeper of this tower, am, of course, at your complete disposal. You come here for stories, and I exist here to serve your request. And of course, I will do my very best to ensure that this continues for as long as possible. But of course, my dears, as always, be well and carry today's story in your heart.
Today's tale has ended, but return once again to this place where you are considered a friend. Return to this tower and its mysterious dweller for more from the library of The Second Storyteller.
Thank you for listening to The Second Storyteller. If you have a prompt for a story, please send it to thesecondstoryteller@gmail.com. If your prompt is selected, your name will be credited at the end of the episode. Today's prompt was another Platinum Clover story, submitted by Rix. If you would like to help support the future of this podcast, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/thesecondstoryteller. A donation as small as a dollar is greatly appreciated and helps keep us going. A donation of just $10 a month puts you on the list of current library card holders, and your name will be read at the end of the episode. The Second Storyteller podcast and the featured stories were written and created by Katie Chacon. The role of the Second Storyteller is played by Charles Scott. The role of the First Storyteller is played by Katie Chacon. Today's voice of the story was provided by Chris Camp. The voice of the intro and outro is Chris Camp, and you can find the fantastic games he's worked on at rix.itch.io. That's rix.itch.io. The music was written by Fintan, who can be found at garbagebag, all one word, .itch.io. The Second Storyteller will return next month with more magic, fun, and of course, a story to tell.